For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
At 7:39, it's a humid and warm start to the morning. We do still have some patchy areas of fog, primarily along the intracoastal and out toward the beaches, where it's already 71 degrees, and we're going to feel every bit of 90 today. Feels more like June than early April, when we see our greatest chance for those sea breeze thunderstorms, since it feels so much like summer, just ahead in your full first alert forecast. It developed yesterday. We sent you the breaking news alert just before 7 as we learned that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned amid growing frustration over border policies and more. Fox's Rachel Sutherland picks up our in-depth team coverage in Washington. This gives, I guess, the president a chance to further reset policies on the border and illegal immigration, doesn't it?
Well, certainly it does press the reset button. I think there had been some disgruntlement on behalf of the president when it came to Kirstjen Nielsen. He has temporarily announced the replacement of the current U.S. Customs and Border Commissioner, Kevin McAleenan, saying that he'll have great confidence that he'll do a great job. And she tweeted after the replacement announcement, that she was going to step down. So it really looks like it wasn't entirely her choice. But the president really has been wanting to get tougher on the border. And this comes as he's also looking to get tougher as far as a nominee for ICE.
What do we know about McAleenan and his potential work or conflicts that may come with the Congress as he looks to implement some of the president's policies at the border?
Right. You know, that's going to be a tough climb for him, just as it was for Nielsen, because Nielsen, in her resignation letter that was released, said that she hopes that the new secretary has a Congress that's willing to amend the laws and change the laws so that the person at the head can do the job. He has been with U.S. Customs and Border Protection for some time. He worked under the Obama administration, so that may help. And it's not known yet, though, whether or not McAleenan will be a permanent replacement. We don't know if he's going to be nominated, but in the short term, I think he'll try to do as Nielsen did and work with Congress to change the law.
Updates as we move through the day. Be listening to Fox's Rachel Sutherland and in-depth team coverage led by our Washington insider Jamie Dupree, who writes this morning at WOKV.com. There's no sign that Senate Republicans are ready to push ahead on Congress making changes on a variety of immigration laws. At 7:42, we check.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.